yeah, you know what day it is. It is that time again. Fuck for your life! Get your hands in the air. Cool. Bob into the beat. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? I am peaches and cream. How are you, Ginger?
I am
strawberries and cream.
Strawberries and cream. There we go. Yeah.
You know, I would like to say good morning to my family, my mafia family, the outfit. I'm sorry, guys. I know I haven't been in there in about 3 weeks. I probably got like $1 million in money.
That's hot. I know who I'm going to go rob.
It would be if I could share it with them. The people at the Godfather get, I love, but they need to, yeah, y'all need to fix a couple things. If you have a mob, you should be able to share things with your mob. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay. And I am Corey.
And I am Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is coming. If anybody sees him, I want to BS.
If anybody sees him, I want to know where he got them boots.
Corey and her boots.
Oh, man, I got to think. Y'all know boots and hats. Shoes and hats. Oh, well.
OJ's over there going, you know, that's real close to the word I wanted to hear.
Boots. There you go. Are you happy now? Are you happy? Boots.
Yes, I'll be happy as soon as I get pictures of Corey's boobs.
Hey.
What? I love you, Corey.
Yeah. Is that prawn I just sent you?
Ooh, very nice. That's very nice prawn.
Yeah, that's lovely. Everybody's like, what? I can't tell you that prawn.
You can't see it. No, that's all for me.
That was all for the ginger. God. We got lots to cover.
So much. It's going to be that time of year again, and there's so much news. So much news, you can't even shake a stick at it. It's crazy.
I do want to make sure I mention this to you. This actually we posted. Okay, which one of y'all is that? Because I know.
Not me yet. I'm not even signed into Twitter. Here we go.
Okay, so it's not you. Is it the Jayinator? Yep, he says, I'm happy now.
And I was like, okay, please. I don't think so. It's all mine.
You can't have it.
No. I will sell it for $1 million.
Did you do the whole pinky thing?
Yes, I did.
Wrong. Just all kinds of wrong.
I know. So wrong, it's right.
That's right. Okay, so we received yesterday a very important message from the ECA, which we'd like to share with you. I am a terrible chapter president or co-president, so if you need something, you're in Houston, please ask the other person. It's not that I don't love you. It's just, wow, it's a lot to do. And in a minute, I'm actually going to get a hold of that press release because it's not loading. And this is our page. How about that?
That is not good when it's our own page and it's not loading.
It's loading. I'm just I keep clicking the wrong thing because, you know, as y'all may or may not know, I was polishing my nails before the show. I have somewhere to go, fortunately, where I have to be girly, so boo.
That is hot. I'm going to need some pictures of you being all girly.
I think not.
Oh, come on.
I already have done that once, and I would have taken my pictures this year, but I cannot find my camera. One of you tricks out there has my camera.
I would appreciate if you were tricks.
I don't know who it is because I haven't seen it after a couple of events, so somebody out there has my camera. I would appreciate it if you return it. Okay.
And if you return the film inside of it to me,
there's no bad film in there.
Oh.
It was nice pictures. So anyway, this went out. If you're a member of the ECA, you got this yesterday. And if you didn't get it, shame on you, because you're not a member of the ECA, Ginger.
I am.
Okay, so I'm going to read this again, and this is why you should be a member. It actually came with your name in it, but I transposed it for those of us out there who aren't members. Dear gamers, yesterday they were discussing the anti-streaming bill out in Washington, D.C., this legislation has chilling implications if it does indeed pass. The two pieces of legislation protect IP and SOPA, which would allow the government to block virtually any website. There is a link on our website you can follow to learn what action you can take, or if you need more convincing, here's what will happen. Here's what they can put you in jail for: remixing and posting your favorite song, posting a video which happens to have music playing in the background, posting a video of your video game speed trial, any machinima, linking to questionable sites. This legislation, of course, would put YouTube stars behind bars, and there's, wow. This is also pretty serious, and of course, it takes 30 seconds to voice your opinion to your elected representative. So again, there's two links there. Please add your voice. Click that where it says that, and I can't stress the importance. This is from Brett. Brett, I'm going to script your name. This is why I avoid saying your name even when I meet you. I'd be like, hey, Brett. Brett Schenker, who's the online advocacy manager at the ECA. So please go over and fill this out. It's very, very, very important that you do so. Extremely important.
Extremely. Incredibly. If you're going to do anything today,
mm-hmm.
You know, put off surfing that porn for just 5 minutes. Go over there and...
Yeah, the porn will be gone because they do this.
Exactly.
There will be no more porn. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gone ahead.
Save the porn.
Is that going to be the battle cry? Not save our games, but save the porn. That.
Okay, you got to go with what works.
Yeah, if it works, I say we do it. All right. I'm sorry, Ginger. I stole your beginning thunder, but I needed to do it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I mean, I've got a little bit of thunder, but it's really kind of ridiculous thunder more than anything.
What?
All right, well, the past 2 days I've been telling you all about this whole PETA campaign, anti-Mario and anti-gamers and da-da-da-da-da. You know, he's wearing a tanuki suit. He's evil.
They just stop.
Yes, they're so stupid. They're so stupid, it hurts. Okay, so PETA calls anti-Mario campaign a joke. I'm thinking they don't like us gamers being all grumpy with them. Sometimes when someone says something stupid, outlandish, or inappropriate, the only defense they can use is that it was just a joke. That's the tune PETA is playing to backpedal away from attacking Mario for wearing a tanuki suit with a press release and a web game called Mario Kills Tanuki. Today, PETA tells the website Kotaku that the whole campaign was meant to be tongue-in-cheek. Gamers found it to be more like foot-in-mouth or...
All right,
I can't remember. Head up orifice.
There we go.
Don't you do that. Yeah, my bad. All right. So, Mario fans, relax. PETA's game was meant to be tongue-in-cheek, a fun way to call attention to a serious issue that raccoon dogs are skinned alive for their fur. This came from Shakira Crochet, PETA's media coordinator. We wish real-life tanukis could fly or swat enemies away with their tails and escape from those who profit from their skins. You can help them by never buying real fur. Again, we're gamers. We're going to be in cotton, most likely. Maybe wool. Depends on where we're at.
Yes, things that will capture the perspiration as we play.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And hold it in.
Yes. We want to be kept warm and snuggled. The whole fur thing, yeah, that's not us. And most of us, we're going to spend what fortune we have on games and computers. And consoles and all that fun stuff. It's not going to be spent on fur. Where would we wear it?
That is exactly correct. I like some faux fur, but...
Yeah, so this is kind of ridiculous. Y'all are so out of touch with reality. It's ridiculous. All right, so, yeah. Glad to hear that it's just a joke. I think it's more y'all just didn't like us turning on you. But that's not the only topic. Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. No, it's the same deal. And it's also coming from GamePolitics.com this morning. NMA takes a crack at the whole PETA versus Super Mario Brothers campaign with an animated short that features topless PETA members throwing blood on Mario for wearing fur, among other wacky hijinks. Earlier today, the Animal Rights Group issued a statement saying that it was all a big joke. Of course, I just talked about that. The latest NMA video pretty much sums up everyone's feelings on PETA when it comes to their antics related to fictional characters and video game icons. And if you want to watch this, I'm going to lose my voice, it is up on GamePolitics.com this morning. So go over there and check that out.
I'm sorry, I'm missing one day.
Topless PETA throwing blood on Mario. That's that's tasty. That's yeah.
So Jay's saying that he says, yeah, cotton wool, maybe nothing at all. And I said, I personally roll in a silk or a terry cloth robe when I'm playing.
All right. I've told y'all this, so it's nothing new. I'm in my zip-up footy pajamas. Yes, yes, I am.
So cute.
They are blue with, like, little white clouds on them.
Oh, interesting. Now, see, we need pictures of that. That's what we need.
No.
She's such a cute little red-haired girl. Okay. You know, you also resemble your avatar in Second Life, you and Snow. Y'all very much resemble your avatar. Or they resemble you, I should say.
Yeah, you've said that before. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even with the new skin?
Yeah. It's something about the face and the mouth, because you have a... See how sweet Ginger sounds in pictures? She looks like she's mean, like she's going to stab you.
I am. That's the whole mean girl thing going on.
So that's how your avatar looks like. I'm going to stab you as soon as you turn around. Don't turn your back. All right. Well, Tony Speck, who's the co-founder, and Stuart Butterfield have both warned against what they're calling the scorched earth policy over at GI.biz this morning. They are referring to social game companies like Zynga. They were speaking about the development of Glitch, their new debut game. And in Butterfield is discussing the tendency in social games to charge players for progress. He said the fundamental design of the game became, here's a stop sign in your gameplay. You can stop now and come back in a day, or you can keep playing and it'll cost you $3 or a buck or $10 or whatever it is. He's also saying the rapid spread of this trend steeled Tony Speck's resolve to avoid similar monetization techniques. He said, not just because it means seems unsavory, I think people will burn out on it, which we have already. Honestly, he's dead right. He said, but once you go down that road and start designing the game mechanics around that, you can't help but design the whole game around that. That has to be the basis of the game, because if you did the alternative to that, then it's not going to work. Butterfield believes that the scorched earth Butterfield believes that the scorched earth policy driving revenue to most social game companies holds the very real danger of driving players away in the long term, and indeed it does. People will get burnt out on this. Maybe some of them will last for a very long time, but I feel that like the easy successes have already been taken and that it won't work in the long run. He says he could be wrong, and he hopes that he is, because that would mean it would be a lame future for games. Yes, it is already lame. Let me correct something. The name of their company is Tiny Speck. I said Tiny Speck for some reason because I'm crazy this morning. The game that they have been working on, Glitch. Why am I familiar with that? God, we play so many games during the day. It's a free-to-play browser-based MMO that launched at the end of September. I swear I played it. At present, the only paid content relates to avatar customization, meaning the entire world is completely open to every player, regardless of when they started playing or how much they have to spend. Butterfield doesn't expect Glitch to attract the number of people that play the most popular social games. However, he believes that by appealing to as wide an audience as possible, games like Cities will ultimately become disposable to everybody. Very interesting topic. We may talk about that later on tonight. I think he's dead on.
Yeah.
You can check out the rest of that article over at our peeps at GI.biz. If you're not an industry person, I know you're like, I don't want to sign up there. Then don't. You can listen to us talk about it later, because we are signed up. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, we are.
What you got?
I have got Mission Against Terror Goodness. All right, people. Y'all have heard of me rave about this game off and on for probably a year now. I really, really, really like this game. Mission Against Terror cooks up Bloody Feast for Thanksgiving. New maps, new skins, and unique seasonal items all on offer. Mission Against Terror, everyone's favorite free-to-play MMORPG shooter from Wicked Interactive, is cooking up a feast for Thanksgiving. In keeping with everyone's favorite holiday for stuffing themselves as well as the turkey, there will be a turkey pack containing an assortment of seasonal items for gamers to play with. Best of all, the turkey pack is free to all upon logging into the game, which I will be doing directly after the show to get this.
Wait a minute. Stop. Wait a minute. Is it a real turkey?
Not a real turkey, just a turkey pack in the game. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so want more? Well, how about this? In addition to the turkey pack, players can collect the words Thanksgiving and Day to be rewarded with additional items. Besides the Thanksgiving mayhem, Bodleian Library, the new map being introduced for Ghost Mode, takes place in the UK and is based its real life counterpart. The ghosts are going in to destroy history's greatest literary treasures. Countless of irreplaceable books are in jeopardy. Other additions for this update include a new Scar with a sleek urban tiger camouflage design, the Nepalese kukri knife, the Brazilian samba dance, and other surprises. Sam Ho, director of Wicked Interactive, says Wicked Interactive is thankful for the support of its fans worldwide who continue to log in and play and contribute to its warm and tight-knit community. We wish all our players and our families a happy Thanksgiving.
Aw, how shall we?
Yes, and seriously, if y'all haven't played this game, it's beautiful, it's free, it's got a huge community, and it's so much fun, so much fun. It has been a year, because I played at Christmas time last year, because I got to play the snowball fight.
And what game was this?
Matt, Mission Against Terror.
Oh, you know what? I think that was a you and a blaster thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love,
Did one of y'all review it?
I did.
See? Sometimes I'm clear.
Yes. I cannot say enough good about Mission Against Terror. Sure, you can buy stuff and get the pretty guns and da-da-da-da-da. You can get the same guns, they're just not as pretty. So.
I am more liking something I started playing the other day. I can't remember the name of it. Where they offer you the option of, yes, you can pay for this, or it's going to be, like we were saying, or it's an astronomical amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
In-game. So I like that. At least allow me the option to work for it if I don't want to pay for it. Or maybe show me some ads. I don't mind an ad or two bothering me in that instance. I don't like it when it has no good outcome. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you guys have been paying attention all week long. We've been going on about Templars. I was killing Templars all last night in a
day. That's bad.
Creed. People were getting cut left and right. Okay. We'll talk about that later. I have some things I want to write. But to those of you who are not in Assassin's Creed and really like the Templars, you want to be one of them all this week. Funcom has been giving us more information about the Templars. And tomorrow, they're going to be hosting a Q&A live on the Facebook. Yes.
Excuse me?
Stop dying, Ginger. Now, they previously had a week where they dedicated to the Dragon Secret Society and the Illuminati, of course, which is us here at GGR. We'll get their week later. We're going to blow that one out because that's us. That's our team. We team I, baby. I still haven't posted up my picture with my Illuminati. Oh, I just got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to show you all that later. To conclude the event, of course, Funcom will be holding a question and answer session on the Secret World's official Facebook page on Friday, November the 18th, just so you're clear, at 4 p.m. CET or 10 a.m. Eastern Time, which is unfortunately when we're doing the show because it's 11 for us, and 7 a.m. for those of you who are just so hardcore as Pacific Standard that are like, I'm going to be up. I got to do this. Lead content designer Joel Bylos and writer Ben Schroeder will be answering the questions. Gamers everywhere are invited to come and ask their Templars-related questions. All you have to do is head over to the Facebook page and click the question and answer tab and submit your question. The gates are open, and while questions will not be answered before the time and a date specified above, everyone is free. Who wrote this? To submit their question.
Everyone is free.
No,
thank you.
Well, no,
thank
I corrected it because that's not what it says. And we like Funcom, so I'm correcting as I go. So I'm like, that's why I keep pausing.
Well, I want to say they're out of like Japan or something.
They're Netherlands.
Are they Netherlands? Okay.
Up in that general region. But we love them. They make good games. They said also, please keep in mind that the developers will not be able to answer all of your questions. Please do not go crazy. So you can go and check them out at facebook.com/thesecretworld, and you can go to the website. Sign up to thesecretworld.com for the latest Templar news. You might not be a Templar, but we need to keep an eye on them Templars, don't we, Jen? Mm-hmm. Religious fanatics.
Oh, was money talking here.
Crazy religious fanatics.
Are totally crazy religious fanatics. We cannot be having that.
No. It's going down when we get in there. It's going down when we get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Down. It's going down. Templars. You too, dragons. It's all about the Illuminati, baby.
All right, so apparently...
Crazy, go ahead.
Apparently, New Zealand is the place to be for games at the moment. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. You crazy Kiwis. The New Zealand video game development industry grew by 46%, offering 359 equivalent full-time jobs in the 12 months since September 2011, according to the New Zealand Game Developers Association. The NZGDA surveyed 21 NZ game studios in September. Of those surveyed, the vast majority of these New Zealand studios were owned by people or companies that are from the region too. Around 114 game development jobs were created in the last 12 months to September, and local game developers expected to create around 99 new jobs in the next 12 months, according to the survey.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Approximately 40 of these jobs would be for programmers, 40% for artists, and 20% for managers. Studios take part in the survey included City, Small World, Cerebral Six, Ninja Kiwi, and collectively, and Grinding Gear Games. The studios surveyed also said that they were developing 59 games collectively, and 70% of these studios had self-published their own original games. Around 73% of studios surveyed said that they produced games for iOS platforms in the past 3 years. 42% said that they produced an online browser game. 30% developed console games. 35% created downloadable PC games, and 35% created Android games. Droid. All right. So this is actually kind of cool. All right, so way to go, New Zealand. Way to hang in there, Kiwi. Team Kiwi. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I have a giant caramel macchiato on my desk. Be afraid. Okay. So, yes, and I say giant, I mean like the size of my head. Reverb just sent this over, so I suppose I'll share it with you. For those of you, you got 1 week until Black Friday kicks in, or you could just pop by our site and buy something there if you like. But if you're not, you might want to run out and grab this one. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, is now available on the Kinect for Xbox 360 Wii and the Nintendo DS. You can dance along with your favorite Chipmunks and Chipettes in this new exciting musical adventure. To Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I always did like the Chipettes the best.
Oh, Chipettes were kick ass. Have you seen them when they do Single Ladies? Love it.
No, I haven't, but now I've got to go see it.
It's on YouTube. You better look quickly because you know that's considered, machinima or something.
See, and I love machinima. People, go out and vote against these ignorant people because I swear to God, if they take away my machinima, I'm going to cry.
They just see they're not making money and they want to step in. But if you want to know more about Alvin and Chipmunks Chipwrecked, it is a full body motion dance experience on the Kinect and the Wii. It's supposed to be fun for all ages. Players, of course, can choose to dance to multiple routines as their favorite monk, either Alvin, Simon, or Theodore. See, I tried not to sing it. I couldn't help it. Or Chipette, Brittany, Eleanor, and Jeanette, while earning more points if you can dance on beat. In addition, players who fill their monk power meter are then able to perform ultra-cool dance moves that electrify the crowd. A terrific soundtrack and dynamic play mechanic puts players right on stage with the Chipmunks and the Chipettes in an experience that continues the storyline of the upcoming blockbuster movie, I guess this is by the same name?
I guess so.
The movie, of course, is due in theaters on December the 16th, which finds the trio vacationing aboard a luxury cruise liner until they become chipwrecked on a remote island. The Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked video game continues the story with an around-the-world journey that has the monks visiting six tropical locations inspired by the movie. While dancing as the playable Chipmunks or the Chipettes, players perform more than 50 different dance moves to excite the crowd while rocking out to 30 of the greatest Chipmunk tunes that all generations can enjoy together. The music of Alvin and the Chipmunks has always been a great way for families to come together and a huge high note for the blockbuster film franchise, said Jeffrey Godsick, who's the president of Fox Consumer Products. Yeah. So let me see what they got on here. Soundtrack. All Day and All the Night. All Star, Beat It, Bring It On, California Dreamin'.
Now I'm going to have a song with. Ooh, I love California Dreamin'.
I
Mama's
do, too.
The Papas. Oh.
Yeah, but can you really dance to that? Or maybe they sped it up.
I don't know. Hippies didn't dance. I just kind of play.
Yeah, and hold your hands in the air.
And did other things. But
Crocodile Rock. Okay, hit me with your best shot.
Ooh, Pat Benatar.
That's damn straight. I Fought the Law. It's Tricky. Really? From that DMC, It's Tricky? Or is there another, the other one? Just Like Heaven. Karma Chameleon. Kids in America. La Mamba. Stop It. Life is a Highway. Love Shack with the Chipettes. Oh, Pretty Woman, Only Want to Be With You, Play That Funky Music, Chipmunk, not White Boy, Shake Your Groove,
Staying Alive. Okay, I may have to get it just for that. Surfing Safari, the Chipmunk Song, Turn the Beat Around with the Chip. Oh, my God. Video Kill the Radio Star, Walking on the Sun, We're the Chipmunks, D-Town Remix, Whip It, Witch Doctor, You Really Got Me and You Spin Me Round. This is, of course, developed by Behavior Interactive. It is rated E10+, now available again. Now for your 360 and the Wii and the DS, although I don't know how the DS one is going to work out. The one for the 360 and Wii is $39.99. For the DS, it's $29.99. And, of course, you can watch the launch trailer if you go over to chipwreckedgame.com. We have the trailer, but it's taken a while to download because, as I told you, Comcast hates us.
Yes. Comcast, you and I, we're going to go round and round.
I will win. But I probably will have some screenshots up for you here shortly, so you can check out our website. Yay!
All right, what have I got? I got an Android game, actually.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Massively successful Train Conductor 2 USA arrives on Android.
No.
No, right? The Voxel agents today announced that the second entry in their hugely successful Train Conductor series will arrive on Android early December. Android gamers are being rewarded for the wait for their Train Conductor 2 USA with an exclusive play mode and level, delivering double the content to the iOS version.
No.
5 million people worldwide are already enjoying the Train Conductor series on iOS platforms. Now Android users will be able to join them on an epic train delivery adventure that takes the player on a journey across the USA. Far from a simulation, Train Conductor is all about quick strategic decisions and superior hand-eye coordination. As players guide locomotives across the horizontal tracks while avoiding head-on collisions with other trains. Each of the 9 cities in the game, from Miami to Seattle, present the player with unique challenges. Developers, the Voxel agents, have added an entirely new mode of play to the game, exclusive to the Android. Challenge mode pits your skills against friends and strangers in a weekly contest. Every level in the game has custom content for challenge mode, more than doubling the size of the game. Other exclusive content in the Android version includes special gold trains that unlock gameplay rewards, a high-scoring droid train, and a new city, Chicago. So, yeah, all right, so if you want to check this out, it is coming early December 2011. The price is going to be $1.99, so less than $2. Oh, and there is going to be a free light version that will launch on the same date. So, again, keep an eye out on this. It's going to be Train Conductor 2 USA.
The excitement.
Excitement.
Oh, I can barely contain myself.
I know, right.
Well, those of you who never played Saints Row, maybe you'll want to play it now because they're giving it away.
Oh, yeah? I need a link.
Yes, THQ has announced a special treat for us PlayStation 3 gamers, Jintsari.
Ah.
A free digital copy of Saints Row 2 being made available when you redeem your Saints Row 3rd online pass within the next 90 days. These kinds of promotions are, of course, becoming increasingly common as game publishers look for ways to maximize the revenue of their new games by bundling titles from older libraries. Speaking on the PlayStation blog, Don Miller, who's a spokesperson at THQ, said, "At long last, THQ and our friends at PlayStation are proud to unveil additional content for Saints Row the Third owners on PS3. For all players that purchase Saints Row the Third on PlayStation 3 and redeem their online passcodes within the next 90 days, they will receive a digital copy of Saints Row 2, a $19.99 value, absolutely free." It's not actually absolutely free, is it? Because I'm having to buy something to get it. Let's be clear here, guys.
It's not free, but
if it was free, it would be like Infamous, where it was actually free. I didn't pay anything. I went and I downloaded my Infamous, and I played it. I'm still playing it. Love it. In the ongoing fight against the pre-owned games market, many publishers are now making online game modes available only by purchasing a brand new game or buying an online pass from the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live stores. Saints Row the Third is no exception, with the cooperative functionality of the game relying on an online pass to enable it. This offer from THQ sweetens the deal somewhat, though, particularly coming weeks after EA withdrew its offer to include the downloadable Battlefield 1943 with the PS3 version of Battlefield 3. EA, on this one, I kind of have to back you. This offer will also be available until midnight on February the 13th. Guys, please do not get caught up. If you got a girlfriend, girls, same to you, gamer girls, we're just as bad. It's the day before Valentine's Day.
The day before.
Yeah.
It's not like Valentine's Day. We got to worry.
Yes, you all just pay attention. Don't forget your sweethearts. Or at least get this for them if they're a game. The offer, of course, is available only in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. There is no word from THQ as to whether this bonus content will be made available in other regions. You guys are going to have to come a little bit harder than this to try to get away from the used games market, because I'm getting something I can't resell or trade, or, you know, I might need some bubble gum and I decide to trade in my stuff, and I can't do that when you gave me a digital copy. I'm sorry. I appreciate the thought.
Wow.
I'm going to need you to do a little bit better. At least send me a hard copy. Say you got it for free, and and here's a hard copy so that at least I can sell it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You researchers, we're really going to have a conversation. I don't like y'all.
Ooh.
Yeah, gamepolitics.com, and this may be something we rant about later this evening. We'll see. Probably not. Yeah. Research compares teenagers who frequently game to gamblers.
What?
Yeah. Researchers at the Charity University Clinic for Psychiatry and Psychotherapy in Berlin, Germany, found that gamers who play frequently have greater left striatal gray matter volume compared to those that are considered to be moderate gamers. Researchers say that these findings show the importance of striatal volume and activity in shaping preference of skills for video gaming. All right, so pretty much they took a couple of groups, divided them up based on a median of 9 hours weekly spent playing video games into two playing categories, frequent, girls and boys, moderate, girls and boys again. Researchers found that the frequent gamer group had a significantly increased volume of left gray striatal matter compared with moderate gamers, which in turn was associated with higher functional MRI activity when not winning in a gambling task.
Winning.
Yeah. The increased activity was negatively correlated with deliberation time in betting, as evaluated using a monetary incentive delay task used to assess brain activity during reward anticipation and reward feedback. All right. So, of course, you know, if you're winning, it's going to be more addictive at the time. That is best. I don't like you research people. Y'all just stop harping on gaming, all right? Go test something else. Can we do a research on researchers and see how many of y'all are full of yourselves?
Oh,
is there a test for that?
Yeah, there. We can make one.
Yeah.
Research shows that research sucks.
Anyway. Yes. Well, research is biased.
Research shows that research is biased.
I like it.
Post it up, Jen. Do it.
Yes, we should. Something. Seriously. I mean, because you know, that's exactly what they're headed out to prove. And they're going to try to prove that, and they're going to force their point. It's not. Yeah.
All right. Let's cut them. It's okay.
I will cut them.
It's okay.
I will cut them in the face.
Ooh. See, she's serious. We just cut his face. That's serious business right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you ever tried the Microsoft the Surface thing that they have? Pretty much is kind of along the same lines is what iPad became.
I haven't.
Well, we got some of it some years ago when they were first releasing it. So we didn't. I didn't think it would take this long to make it to homes, but here it is finally here, 2011, and they're finally going to give us one. But it's so expensive. Microsoft and Sony are starting to take pre-orders for their latest version of the Microsoft Surface touchscreen display. VentureBeat is reporting that the new multi-touch tabletop screen will be known as the Samsung SUR40 Surface 2.0 display, and that name is too effing long. The Surface technology is cool because it looks and works like a sci-fi display. You can touch any part of the display to make cool images appear or become distorted. And now the companies are trying to turn that cool technology into a real business tool for a street price of around $8,000. So
$8,000.
Let's say you won't be using this in your house anytime soon unless you just got moved.
No.
Away. Mm. Microsoft announced.
Sure, Daddy. Yes,
ooh, yes. Microsoft announced at the cool display in 2011 at the Consumer Electronics Show that Samsung pushed off shipments until January of next year, 2012, which is just some month and a half away. while the first Surface was a bulky table. So if you remember that, they still have those at Microsoft stores. If you have one near you, go by and play around with it. They designed the second generation of the display to be a flat screen manufactured by Samsung. I wonder how that's going to affect gravity because, yeah, it's supposed to, you know, it kind of works. I don't know. I guess they'll figure it out. I'm not going to think about it. I don't have to program it. That's what I'm happy about. The new Surface system is available in 23 countries for pre-order. Now, you can imagine that it would look good in a hotel lobby or a high-end retail store. It can be used as a table, a wall-mounted screen, or kiosk. It can be combined with Microsoft's Kinect motion sensing system for a 360, so you can control the system with gestures rather than putting your greasy fingers on the screen. Surface is meant for multiple people to use the screen at the same time, and it can recognize up to 50 points of simultaneous finger touches at the same time. Surface is still one of the coolest ideas Microsoft has come up with, but it remains to be seen if the company can get the prices low enough to turn the display into cool coffee tables. Microsoft sees business uses in automotive, education, finance, retail, healthcare, and other markets. Customers at current include Dassault Aviation, Fujifilm Corp., Royal Bank of Canada, and they're all planning to deploy units around the world in early 2012. I could see this being used in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft, that would be good. Why don't you guys donate a bunch of those to some schools? I could see teachers being able to use that because it would save on markers.
If yeah, you could just, you wouldn't have the weird little kid that sniffed them.
I was the weird kid that sniffed them. I love the smell. I love the smell of markers. Oh my god. Okay, also, you know, imagine lessons and things you wanted to pull up, stuff about geography. You could pull out all these pictures and gestures, and the kids can stand up, you know, because, you know, they're taking the recess away from the little ones. So teacher can wear them out. Go up there, and I want you to find all the countries that begin with the letter C. And, you know, all that type of stuff. So,
yeah.
It's interesting, but at $8,000, Microsoft, you know what it essentially is? They keep saying how cool it is. It's a big old iPad. I don't know which one
is big enough.
I don't know who made it first is the issue. I don't know, because the first one I saw was from Microsoft before I ever saw an iPad before they ever announced one. But that doesn't mean that mm-hmm. they hadn't. It just means I may not have been paying attention. So I don't know who did it first, but it's a giant iPad pretty much where you can put your Kinect in. And as soon as they release it, one or two things is going to happen. Either iPad's going to come out with their own motion capabilities for the iPad so that you can do the same thing, or Apple's going to sue Microsoft for patent infringement because that's what they do to everybody. You can't sell these.
Wow. Yeah, we don't need any more suing going on. We got enough of that happens.
Hey, if they don't do it, we don't have any news. Let them go.
Well, that's just true. That's true. All right, sue each other. Go have fun.
Oh, Jay. Jay says, thanks for it was a joke. They'd have to pay me to take a free copy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Ouch.
Ouch. Painful, painful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Activision. Mm. All right, I'm probably going to run these two stories together.
Go right here.
Activision backpedals on elite support for PC version of Modern Warfare 3. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Activision says that it misspoke earlier this week when it said via Twitter that Call of Duty Elite support for the PC version of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 probably wasn't going to happen. Activision stated via COD Elite Twitter account yesterday, they said, we are working towards a universal Elite experience, but we cannot guarantee if or when a version will be available for the PC. Now the company is backpedaling, saying that it will come at some point. The change comes after droves of Modern Warfare 3 PC owners assailed the company with internet hate. And you know us internet trolls, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, that got ugly, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Activision issued a follow-up statement via Twitter, said, we misspoke. Our goal has always been to provide a free PC offering for Elite. Stay tuned for an update as this time it is still being determined.
Is that you?
I don't know who wrote this. That is them. That is them. So there you have it. Yeah, all right. So that ties in with Vivendi sells 3% of stock in Activision Blizzard.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. Ooh,
Vivendi revealed, and I'm going to lose my voice. Hold on one second. All right. Seriously, this weather in Texas is killing me this time of year. Vivendi revealed that it has sold 35 million shares of its Activision Blizzard holdings, reducing its stake by right around 3% to 60%. Vivendi did not disclose what it sold the block of shares for. A Reuters estimate based on price on Tuesday morning of 12.18 per share puts its sale at around $426 million USD.
Oh.
Yes, can you also send some of that to us? Just, you know, one or two million, that's all.
We'll take a little bit.
You won't even notice it's gone. Just, you know, one or two million. This is a tactical disposal with regards to our overall capital structure, and we remain committed to Activision and to being the main shareholder. This came from a Vivendi spokesman who added that the sale was not in any way related to the Vivendi Universal Music Group's agreement announcement Friday to buy EMI's record music business for 1.4 billion euros.
Well, what we have here.
Yeah, what we have it was. What happened was.
Oh, wow. Well, Activision, they're having some serious issues with Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, more Activision. Excuse me for Activision.
I'm okay. We're going to cut out on you a little early today, so no streaming, but I have noticed a trend with Activision, whereas when Battlefield has come out, they have not been throwing out numbers. Again, this is how you can tell when a game is they're worried or they're concerned of backlash. We keep getting these lovely stories like, oh, Modern Warfare 3 grosses $775 million in 5 days. Notice BF3 is not saying a word. And it may not be because Modern Warfare is outselling it. It's just like, whatever. You all are up in the thick of something, and I don't know what you're doing.
We don't want in the middle of it.
I don't want to be in the middle. I just want to watch.
Mm-hmm. Back and watch. And point and laugh.
But anyway, they said they've exceeded the sales, and they're not even comparing themselves to BF3, so that, again, tells me a lot. If you were beating them, you'd be talking smack, but you're not. They're comparing it to their previous sales of Call of Duty. So they are at about $6 billion they've exceeded their previous record. You got 3.3 million unique users on November 8th, and it is in the top five retailers. Top five. Yeah, I'm going to get this out. Game is the best-selling title of all time at the top five retailers here in the U.S. Thank you. Microsoft is also saying that more than 7 million multiplayer hours have been logged so far on Xbox Live, or actually that was on launch day. You know, Activision, I'm sorry. Good luck to you. I'm back away from this one with my hands in the air.
I hadn't seen nothing.
I don't know nothing. I don't want to talk bad about you. I had fun playing it. I'm not going to say it's a stellar game. I won't buy it, but I'll rent it to play, you know, a couple of co-ops on the weekend. That's how I feel about it. You won't be getting my money for, you know, it won't be added to my collection. And even though I don't play Halo, I have managed to keep the ones that I have bought. That should tell you something.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't have a Halo, so I can't play. I have a Halo, I think, 2 and 3, so they lost me after that. All right, so peoples, we are about to cut out. Make sure you listen to us later on tonight. We have some interesting discussions, and I'm not sure if we're having the devs from Blood Rain stop by. They're asking, because we had a very interesting discussion yesterday about Blood Rain. Yeah, remember, if you were listening yesterday, you heard me stop in the middle of the press release sentence and gripe about one specific word they used. So I did talk to them, and they sent us back a comment, and we've had a very nice conversation going back and forth. Y'all know how I can get. But this has been a nice banter back and forth, and we told them we were probably going to talk a little bit about it tonight, and they're saying if they can, they might drop in. So make sure you listen tonight. That'll be interesting.
Bring your good girl panties, boys.
So, yeah, that's why I warned them. The girls are going to be raw on a Thursday night. Just be ready. And as always, of course, you can find us here 24/7, not on the weekends live, but we are here. Listen to us anytime. GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and thank you for the person that just told me our polls are not working. I did not know that. Oh, we'll make sure we get that fixed, because I know you want to vote and tell us what games you're playing during the winter. And I think we're out. People, try to stay out of trouble.
Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What?
Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills there!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Pills.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!